Today I am presenting a full set with an RGB LED strip, a controller based on the W302 Wi-Fi microcontroller, a 12-volt JKY09181205E power supply, and a remote control. In this topic, I will show both the inside of the controller. I will also download its input from the memory chip via SPI and the power supply. Purchase of the LXU405 kit. The set was purchased from a Polish distributor for PLN $125. This is quite a high price. But the set includes a power supply and a strap, not only the controller and remote control. Instruction: I'm skipping tests with the application. It has been discussed many times. LXU405 interior. As usual, on the hooks, only inside there is a small surprise waiting for us. It is neither ESP8266 nor BK7231. Inside, you can see a step-down converter converting 12-volt into 3.3 volts based on 8 HMP. 3340S transistors, one per color, a microphone, and the most interesting, the W302 chip with SPI memory, where the program probably resides. Could it be some Chinese ESP clone again? Bottom, maybe programming pads? I also see room for AMS1117 3.3 volts. I don't know yet how to change the input of this system, so maybe I'll start by copying the memory. Memory, ripping. For this purpose, I use a programmer based on CH341. Although regarding it, I recommend reading on the internet about converting its power supply to 3.3 volts. Anyway, I desoldered the memory and soldered it to the socket. I have a brace, but I don't trust it. It's not always possible to read the memory in the system. Operation performed. On the computer side, I use NeoProgrammer 2.2.0.10. The program immediately recognized the chip as ZB25VQ16, 16 bits, type SPI underscore. There was a tutorial about it on the English language Electroda channel. In the 2 MB batch I downloaded, I see mentions of Tuya. Fragments from the batch prove that the RTL8711B SDK was used. It is possible that W302 is some variation or version of this Realtek. Additionally, you can read about W302 on the Tuya website. Unfortunately, I don't see any more specifics there. The inside of the power supply. It would be a shame not to take this opportunity and check how low quality the power supply we received. If we question it, we can immediately see the ingenious connection of the plug to the board. PCB, designation, JKY02-18W-X02. Let's take out the PCB. Do I see correctly? Is there a fuse or even an NTC at the input that limits the starting current? Or even a simple filter with a choke and two capacitors? For China, it's quite rich, but there is only an empty space after the Veristor. Both capacitors, CX and CY, are also available. Output filtering is also nice. This power supply is not that bad. I have seen products of much lower quality. Summary: if we want to buy this strap to use the manufacturer's application, I have no major complaints. It's worse if we want to change the firmware. At the moment, I don't see such an option. I haven't seen the W302 system before, and this RTL is new to me. I will only try to connect from UART to this controller. Anyway, a copy of the original post is here. Recently, I managed to free the system from the cloud, LN882H, so maybe it will work here soon too. We'll see. For now, I need to find the SDK. I will update the topic if necessary.